Hey, baby. I'm surprised you're still up. I didn't wake you, did I? You sure? Okay. How are you? I'm okay. Work was really long. You know that presentation I've been working on all week? Well, the meeting got bumped up to today, and I had to scramble to finish, and let's just say I'm glad today's over with, and I am so happy to be home and in bed and chatting with you. But enough about me. What about you? How was work? Baby? Hey there, Sleepy Ann. You're conking out on me. Go to sleep. We'll chat in the morning. You need your rest. A story? No, not tonight, baby. It's way too late. You don't need one. Yes, you can fall asleep without one, you little liar. We're both tired and... Okay. That is the most pitiful whining I've ever heard. Fine, stop. One story. Then you go to sleep, okay? Alright. Let's see. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who wouldn't go to sleep. His mommy had had a long day at work, but the little boy was greedy, and he begged and he pleaded that she would read him a story before bed. Mommy was tired, but the little boy was insistent, so she lay down next to him and ran her fingers through his hair. The little boy's eyes closed as she began her story. He listened to her soft voice, lulled by the feeling of her soft fingers brushing against his skin. And before long, he felt those fingers travel downward. They stroked the side of his face so lightly, the backs of her fingers barely grazing his cheek before trailing down along his jaw and down his neck. All the while, her voice continued, weaving a story for him, one that he could barely pay attention to as her fingers traveled further downward, tracing light circles over his chest, brushing over one of his nipples, before continuing down, down further, his cock growing harder as she went. His breath caught as her fingertips slowly slid across his stomach, and he felt his muscles contract with excitement as she continued on her quest, her voice calm and unwavering, as if nothing were happening, while her fingers danced beneath the waistband and found his hard cock. His eyes opened, and he saw the slight smile on her face as she wrapped her fingers around it, lightly stroking him up and down, up and down, matching the rhythm of her voice, the cadence of her story, up and down, up and down. His cock was straining against the fabric, but she kept working, using his pre-cum to slide up and down, over and over his hard length. The little boy breathed raggedly as she worked his cock over and over, his fingers digging into the sheets as he tried not to move, digging in even further as the story slid to a halt, and her other wicked hand pulled down his waistband, letting his cock spring free, wet and glistening and held tight in his mommy's grip. Mommy's smile widened as she met the little boy's eyes, saw his struggle. "Watch me milk you, baby," Mommy said, and the little boy returned his gaze to his cock, to her hand, which was moving faster, faster still, his cock head swelling and leaking in earnest now, and as he watched, he felt the unmistakable urge welling inside of him. He frantically turned back to Mommy, desperate, and Mommy knew, as always, and her smile was wicked as she said, "Come for me, baby. Come now." The little boy's body contracted with the force of his orgasm, and with a final hard thrust, Mommy's talented fingers milked spurt after spurt of hot, sticky cum from his shaking body, and he heard her soft giggle through his groans. After he'd emptied himself, and the shaking had subsided, Mommy pulled him close, pressing his back against her swollen breast. She praised him on what a good boy he was, and the little boy finally fell asleep, with Mommy's fingers loose around his softening cock, ready to wake him whenever the whim to be filled may strike her.
There. Now wasn't that a nice story? Are you ready for sleep?
No. Poor little boy, are you all worked up now?
I guess that means the story had a moral after all. Be careful what you wish for, baby. You may end up with more than you can handle. Now, go to bed. And don't even think about touching yourself. I think a night with a hard, aching cock and wet dreams is enough to keep you from whining so much in the future, don't you?
Night-night, baby.